Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 191 is brought to you by Matt Curtis, Mitch on Switch, and Kimbers, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I are going to quickly go over the latest Animal Crossing news, our thoughts on the OLED Switch, and then go in-depth with our thoughts on an alternate reality where we get a Switch version of New Leaf instead of New Horizons. So to begin, hello Sergio, how are you doing?
Hi Chewy, I'm doing pretty well. It's been a nice Monday, good start to the week. What about yourself?
I'm doing great. I also had a good start to the week, edited some audio for a video I'm working on, and it feels nice to get back into the hang of things.
Nice.
And then, hi, Nina, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm at the point of summer vacation right now where I didn't know it was Monday until Sergio just said so. So I'm sorry, but it's been a very nice vacation so far.
I have been there since like June. It's just like I stopped working at the end of May, and then I was packing, and now I just don't know when I am.
No.
It's just, it's nice.
It's Blur's Day.
Oh. Yeah, that's the only day. So I guess we'll go over this pretty quickly. I mean, there's not too much news, but there are a couple things to note. The first is in-game New Horizons. There are two new Nook Shopping items that are currently available. One is an item that Nina is definitely a fan of. Mm-hmm. It is a ship's wheel. It goes on the walls. So it's also something you can put up on your door as well. So it's the ship wheel door decoration. You can order it until July 22nd. So be sure to log in before then and get a few of these because, honestly, I want to gift a lot of these to the villagers and see if they put them up on their doors because this one looks great.
It does. I'm excited.
Have you ordered some, Nina?
I ordered 5 yesterday, so I still need to log in today and get them.
Nice.
Awesome. That's really cool. I think I ordered about 10 of them so far.
So
I've been going overboard with these items. I like the new ones a lot.
Overboard.
Yeah, exactly. The next item that is currently available is the Phrygian cap, and I do want to note this is a hat from France, and you need to log in multiple times for this one because there are a bunch of different colors. I don't know how many exactly, but I've gotten 2 so far. It started on Sunday. And so, yeah, be sure to log in multiple times to get multiple colors of this one. It is available until July 20th, so it will end a little before that ship wheel. But, yeah, if you want that, it celebrates the French Revolution.
Yeah, Bastille Day. It's my dad's birthday.
Oh, awesome. Happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah.
Once again, lots of colors. Be sure to log in multiple times for that one. And the ship wheel, totally worth getting. It's so good. It's one of my favorites that we've gotten in a while. So I like it. And then the last piece of news that we got here, this one was a bit of a surprise because, I don't know, it just randomly dropped on Twitter one day that this existed, but there is an Animal Crossing Monopoly set now.
Yes.
And I think people are starting to find it at Walmarts in places, so if you're interested in an Animal Crossing version of Monopoly, which, I don't know, you put Animal Crossing with something and I'm automatically more interested in it, I kind of want to get this one.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen, the actual tokens that you get for the players look really good. They look like little, I guess, they're not quite amiibo, but they're like, you know, a good figure that has more of the poses that we saw in the New Horizons kind of artwork. So it's all the player characters that we saw. I don't know if you remember, like, a long time ago when all of these renders dropped.
Oh, yes,
and,
yes.
You know, were kind of a cool leak that we were able to get.
Yeah.
A lot of those character arts seem to be the ones they used for these tokens. So they turned that into a 3D thing. And, I mean, I want it for those alone, to be honest with you.
Nice.
That was enough for me. Especially because you both saw my egg video recently. I'm real into those little miniature Animal Crossing figures now.
Nice.
Oh, and you got your little figurine from DIY Crossing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I finally went over to my parents' place. I had DIY Crossing send it over to them because, you know, when I'm moving, I wasn't sure where I was going to be whenever it came. So I have that. I want to take proper pictures of it, though. I have a little bit of a plan for how to photograph it, but I keep forgetting. I just look at it and I pick it up and admire it. It's really nice. yeah, so that is the Animal Crossing news for now. Like I said, slow week, not too much going on, but if you haven't been logging in, like maybe Nina, who missed the month of June and didn't get the wedding day stuff.
Look, no, I didn't miss the month of June. I forgot that the wedding, like nuptial stuff, was in the Nook Shopping tab and was just looking in the physical Nook Shopping store, like in the little seasonal spot. I was like, these are not showing up for me. And then realized yesterday that I missed them because I was looking in the wrong spot. But, you know, thankfully Tab had some extra, so she's sending some over. But I felt like a big old dum-dum when I realized that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, I feel like at this point, though, you should know it's the Nook Shopping updates. That's what this era of Animal Crossing New Horizons is, right?
Yeah, I guess so. So that's all we're getting.
Yeah, that's about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? We'll see what happens at the end of this month. It seems like, you know, all of the content they've added up until now has gone away. And, you know, the big thing that's going to happen next month is every Sunday we're going to have fireworks again. Those don't currently exist in the game. So there is an update on the way by the end of this month.
Yeah.
And we'll see if I guess we'll see how substantial it is. It'll probably be more Nook Shopping things, but, you know, we're open to surprises here. Mm-hmm. All right, so real quickly, I also wanted to talk to you both about the new Nintendo Switch, which Nintendo has called the most catchy name of all time, Nintendo Switch OLED. I mean, the basic difference with this one is that it has an organic LED screen, which, you know, they're really nice screens. I have seen some in the stores and I'm like, yeah, that looks good. But basically that's it. It's not like a real pro update or anything. So I wanted to ask you both, what did you think of that reveal? Nina, do you want to start here?
I was super underwhelmed. I haven't even looked into it that much because I don't really care about it that much. It didn't seem like a big enough upgrade to warrant my interest. Mm-hmm. Which sounds harsh, but I you know, like it takes a lot for me to buy an entire gaming system. So this isn't it for me.
Yeah, and honestly, I knew that would be your reaction to this, because, you know, even, like, the one that would be a step up where people can do 4K on their Switch and everything, you weren't too interested in that anyway.
No, it's a hard sell for me. Like, until we have a brand new system where we're only getting games on that system, I probably won't upgrade for a while. I had the first Switch, the first generation Switch, and then upgraded when I got the New Horizons Switch, which was actually a pretty big battery upgrade, and good to get some new controllers too. But that was huge for me and kind of uncharacteristic. So, I mean, it's going to take a lot for me to buy a whole nother system.
It's going to take an Animal Crossing version of the OLED one.
Well, I already have that.
I mean, what if they change the design, though? Make it even cuter.
Yeah. Probably not.
It's red-themed. Jolly red pirate-themed Animal Crossing Switch. How would that get you there?
Maybe if they sold just the controllers, that would be amazing.
I don't understand why they don't here. Yeah. I mean, I mean, a big part's producing them in order to, you know, support that market. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think Japan can do, like, to order Joy-Cons over there. And I'm really jealous because they can get a lot of... I really wanted the Mario Odyssey red ones because I thought that red was like what we should have gotten the whole time with them. I really wish I had that red controller, but...
You know what,
they just don't sell it separately.
No, and they're still expensive. That I feel like the Joy-Cons are overpriced. So even then, it would be hard sell for me.
Of all these controllers, the Joy-Cons need a price drop.
Yeah.
If they're not, they're not addressing the drift, the issues that people are having. So they did drop the price of the single Joy-Cons, where they used to be $50 if you bought a single, but now they're $40. And it's like, I don't know, a half measure. I think they should be 60 max, like drop a whole $20 on them.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so Sergio, what did you think of this Switch?
Yeah, I was surprised too, because I expected at least a couple of improvements for people that play docked. What's here is definitely aimed at people that play portable. And that's definitely not me. So as much of a, as big of a Nintendo fan that I am, and, you know, I love getting all the newest systems, I'm going to pass on this one. It doesn't really offer anything that I would use at all. And if I did, it would be forced, and I don't want to force it, you know. If I don't play portable, I just don't. So, but it's good to have another option. There's people out there that this would be... maybe their first Switch, or if you could use a second Switch and this is an option that you would be interested in, that's great. The fact that it's only the fact that it's $350, it kind of tells me that most of the upgrades that it's part of, it's just the natural progression of, you know, things becoming cheaper over time because it's only $50 more than the regular Switch. So I think Nintendo, I don't know, maybe they're kind of trying to get rid of the components that they had for the regular Switch, and this is like their last push for the Switch 1 in terms of hardware, and they might be preparing for the Switch 2 with 4K and 1080p portable screen and all the things that we expected on the Switch Pro. They might just be holding on to that for the next real Switch.
Yeah, and I agree with that in a lot of ways. Like, this seems like they're probably just trying to get the chips they need in order to do that.
Right.
They want to avoid probably what's happening to, you know, Sony and Microsoft with the PlayStation and Xbox, that they're just like, they're really hard to come by at this time. So to me, that makes sense, especially I heard somebody say they thought that probably at some point when that happens, the OLED will probably become the base model Switch and get dropped to 300.
Right, yes.
So, you know, that's not too bad. I personally was kind of like, I was interested in a new Switch, mostly because I'm at the point where I'm really interested in getting a second one to do like an experimental island for myself, one that I can jump around, do some time traveling, and really experiment with some weird things that I've been wanting to find out in the game, you know? Really just mess with the mechanics of Animal Crossing. So that was my interest, but this one just didn't get me there. I think it's too small an update for me. And I say that knowing full well, I don't have a single 4K screen in my house, so I would not benefit from that in any way. I think one interesting thing is the dock actually has a built-in Ethernet port instead of, you know, having to use a USB adapter, which that's really nice. I think that makes that a lot more accessible to more players. I mean, you can always get a cheap one and use on your current dock, but, you know, now that it's a lot less difficult to do so, I'm hoping people get wired in for Splatoon 3, especially. So, I mean, if there were an Animal Crossing one, I'd reconsider.
Yes.
But at the moment, they've only got the Metroid one, you know. And I don't think I've played enough Metroid to be intrigued by those white Joy-Con. I've just been calling it the Metroid edition.
Yeah.
But what did we think of them as a KK Joy-Con? Because they look very white, like KK.
That would be amazing. If they put a little KK slider guitar on there, ooh, I would love it. Yeah. So, I mean, the OLED Switch, I think it's nice if for people who probably don't have a Switch yet.
Yes.
And I think it's nice for people like me too, because like, as you said, Sergio, like you don't really have much of a use for the handheld, but I consider myself like the perfect audience for the Switch in the sense of like, I play a ton of handheld and I play a lot docked. Mm. So I would say I'm pretty 50-50 split in terms of how I play my Switch. So for me, the handheld stuff, I'm like, yeah, it's intriguing, but not quite enough for me to right. go overboard. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, that is the latest news. If there's an Animal Crossing Switch, we'll keep an eye out. I mean, I'm still surprised they didn't make a Switch Lite that was Animal Crossing.
Yes, they would have gotten us that way, too.
I would have gotten that for sure. Yes. A Switch Lite really interests me because it's so much cheaper.
Yeah.
It's like $200 for those,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so much cheaper. I would have gone out and gotten that one.
Yeah. If the original Animal Crossing New Horizons Switch that came out had been a Switch Lite, I still would have gotten it.
Yes.
I would have too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm right there too. All right, well, let's go ahead and hop on over to an alternate reality right now. Oh. We're going to imagine a world where instead of New Horizons, we got either a port of New Leaf or a follow-up to New Leaf, like a New Leaf 2, you know? Mm. So I want to open this discussion up by asking both of you, do you think a New Leaf port or New Leaf 2 would have been a better idea than New Horizons? Sergio, I'm going to let you start here.
Okay. Well, it depends. I mean, there are a lot of questions or a lot of scenarios where this could have happened. And I think if we could have gotten an Animal Crossing game on the Switch much sooner than New Horizons, mm-hmm. then yeah, maybe it would have made sense to have a port of New Leaf or like a sequel to New Leaf, like a little bit enhanced version of New Leaf. In that sense, yes, it would have made sense if the timing, if they got the timing right. But then we wouldn't have what New Horizons is now. You know, we have the outdoor decorating, we have crafting, mm-hmm. terraforming, and this is sort of a foundation to a new beginning to Animal Crossing. That's how I feel. That's why a lot of things are missing, supposedly, you know, from New Leaf. I think it's because they're starting anew, in a way. And we wouldn't have this if we had had New Leaf on the Switch earlier. I don't think we would have New Horizons yet.
Yeah, so you're saying we kind of would have just, like, had a very different Animal Crossing experience with that. One that's, like, kind of familiar, but one that wouldn't quite be able to work in some of the stuff we love from New Horizons.
Yeah, that's right. And I honestly think it wouldn't be as popular as New Horizons is, but I'll get more into that in a later question.
Awesome. Yeah. Nina, what do you think about this?
I don't think it would have been a better idea than New Horizons. I don't think it, like Sergio said, would have been as popular. But I also don't really mind the idea of a port. If it had been released sooner, it probably would have been good for brand new players who were introduced maybe through Pocket Camp. And it would have been nice to play an old game without having to buy a whole new system for those new players. But I don't mm-hmm. think, you know, like a type of sequel is a good idea for the game. It didn't really go over well with City Folk. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the way the game progresses. You know, it's not the way to push it forward.
Yeah. Yeah. And you brought up a really good point with like being more okay with a New Leaf port too. Because I didn't even think of that. Like, my first thought was I would think New Leaf 2 would be better than a New Leaf port just because mm-hmm. I want to see the series progress and grow and, you know, bring in a lot more new ideas, you know, and a New Leaf port would feel, we played it. We yeah. had our fun with that game. It would have been pretty similar, just like in HD, you know. But yeah, now that you put it that way, though, like a new leaf port probably could have been quicker. And if it were just like an in-between waiting stage to get us to this next game, it probably wouldn't be so bad, you know?
Right.
But that said, both of these, like, I'm not convinced I would have liked that better than just getting New Horizons.
Mm-mm, no.
There's a possibility that New Leaf 2 could make changes that would be, you know, a step toward New Horizons. But I think New Horizons did something that fundamentally changed Animal Crossing, how it worked, and made it feel like a lot of these new ideas that we love just worked. The outdoor decorating, the crafting, the terraforming. I don't know how well that would fit in the skeleton of New Leaf, but it works so well in it, just how the developers basically worked from the ground up with New Horizons and changed things so these ideas fit well. And I mean, that might not be popular too, because I know there's a big group of people who really don't like crafting and some of these other new ideas that are worked into it, you know? So I don't know, it's totally okay if people disagree with that, but for me, I like the fundamental changes that New Horizons brought, and I think I just still kind of like that better than the idea of what New Leaf 2 would have done.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. So I guess my next question for both of you, what do you think the reception would have been to a New Leaf port or New Leaf 2? Nina, do you want to kick us off here?
Sure. I kind of like what I said earlier, if the wait hadn't have been as long, I think the reception would have been okay. Fans would have kind of accepted that it was like a sidestep, sort of like Pocket Camp or Happy Home Designer. But I don't think it would have been as enormously popular as New Horizons had been, just because the timing would have been different and it wouldn't have been, you know, like this brand new sensation that brought so many new people in. I don't think a New Horizons 2 would have justified the longer wait we had for New Horizons. That probably would have been upsetting to many fans if that was all we got after that wait. But you know, I think again, like if it hadn't been as long of a wait, it would have been okay. The fans that were into Animal Crossing would have stayed into Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, us.
Yeah. The three of us.
Yeah. Sergio, what do you think? How would this game be received?
Honestly, I think it wouldn't have been received very well. Even by some of the fans. I don't know about us three or our listeners, but the problem is because, you know, by the time New Horizons came out, it was 7 years since New Leaf came out. Let's say it came out 2 years before that, so 5 years. But still, you know, a lot of people say, well, there really was no mainline Animal Crossing on the Wii U. So by that alone, people really expected a lot from the next Animal Crossing. And if all we got was a port of New Leaf or like a slightly enhanced New Leaf with a couple of new features, no, I think most people would have really wanted a fully fledged sequel, a new game with new things like we got with New Horizons. So I think there would have been a lot of backlash, honestly.
Yeah, and I definitely fall kind of along the lines of that, but maybe not so much backlash, like medium lash, maybe. I guess I think of it like the reception would have probably been similar, kind of like what you were saying, Nina, with City Folk. People really like City Folk and everything, but it's not like adored quite like Wild World is.
Right.
And, you know, Wild World has the least amount of content of any game, but it's just like it came at a right time for people. A lot of people were introduced to the series with that. And City Folk did just that. Like, it did nothing more for people. So I know a lot of people started with New Leaf, for example. If they just got a slightly updated New Leaf from the last game It probably would go over about as well as City Folk did. It was not a very huge seller. It didn't leave a huge impression on people unless, you know, it was probably their first game or something. But everybody knows their first Animal Crossing game is a real eye-opener.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I think it's just like I would feel people would look at it as repetitive. Mm-hmm. And we were already starting to get that with City Folk. People said it was repetitive. It didn't really push the series forward. New Leaf did better, but, you know, a lot of that same... New Leaf shared a lot of the skeleton from, you know, Wild World and City Folk and everything, and really grew it to a point that it was just like they mastered that style, right? At least that's how I see it. I feel like they got that version of Animal Crossing as good as it could get with New Leaf.
Yes.
But I just see the reviews right now in my head, and they would read Animal Crossing excels in more of the same. Like, they would still do it really well, but it'd be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I honestly feel like we should have lived on an alternate timeline where New Leaf 2 was on the Wii U, and then we also still got New Horizons.
Oh, there you go.
That, yes. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. It was such that a big gap. It was like we had been, you know, thrown on the floor, and then someone walked by and was like, oh, well, did someone forget about Animal Crossing?
Yeah, and honestly, that could have been that timeline for sure. Like, we could have lived that and just seen. And I guess the difficulty there, I don't know how difficult it is, because the Wii U did not do great as a console. It was a failure for Nintendo.
I was a huge fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun console. It's got its ups for sure. But like, 13 million people bought that.
Mm-hmm.
it was not a lot of people. Wow. And Animal Crossing would not have done well on it, because a lot of games just didn't do too well on it. And we saw that same thing with City Folk on the Wii. The Wii was massive. Over 100 million people got the Wii. And that game still sold, I think, like, a little over 4 million copies.
Mm.
It was not a huge draw. And a lot of that, I would say, really just, it's because it wasn't a huge upgrade from Wild World.
Right.
It did new things, but it was basically the same game plus more. So, you know, I think that probably still, that's what we would have lived through if we got New Leaf 2 or HD on the Wii U.
Yeah, and then we wouldn't have Amiibo Festival. Do we really want to live in that kind of world?
I don't think I do.
No.
I forgot about that game.
Amiibo Festival. I mean, so many people, there were so many signs they were working on HD Animal Crossing. They had that little Animal Crossing Plaza thing where they made HD renders of all the characters. They had Amiibo Festival. It just didn't happen, you know? Mm. Yeah. Luckily, you know, they gave New Horizons a chance on the next console, and it's done so much better. Yeah. So I guess my next question for both of you is, where do you think the Animal Crossing series, like as a whole, would be if we got into this timeline instead? Sergio, what do you think here?
That's a tough one. See, I think we would have had a New Leaf port earlier on the Switch's life. And then I think it's safe to say we would have gotten a new Animal Crossing game later on. We probably wouldn't have it now. We would be probably hearing rumors about it right now. And I think it wouldn't be what New Horizons is. I think it would derive a little too much from New Leaf, because honestly, I feel like it would have to, since a lot of people would have played something very similar to New Leaf on the Switch already, you know, a couple of years back. So it would have introduced a couple of things, but it wouldn't be the big change, the big revolution that I feel New Horizons is. And I don't know if that's better for the series in the long run. I think what New Horizons started is going to be better than slight increments like we had been getting used
to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nina, I guess, what did you think of that?
I mean, I totally agree. There wouldn't have been such a huge explosion of growth in the community. The series would have kind of stayed the same over the course of you know, its life. And I feel like New Horizons has just pushed it into a new level. Like we, like you were saying, Sergio, before, the terraforming, being able to decorate outside, it's kind of shown, I think, the developers and the fans that, you know, it's not going to be the same from now on, which is a good thing.
True.
Think that it would have stagnated and possibly been the end of the franchise if it hadn't sold well.
Yeah.
And I've been, you know, following these games and talking about them for so long. Like, I remember when people already felt like the series had stagnated. There were already those thoughts from City Folk, New Leaf, Wild World. They were follow-ups, but it was more of the same to people. Mm-hmm. And I agree, kind of these big changes that we got from New Horizons made the game a lot more playable for people who weren't quite in the fandom. You know, there were a lot of things that I think helped the game move along at a pace that kept people more interested in what they were doing. And that's, it's hard to get into at the beginning. Like, if you go back to the other games, it's like there's stuff to do, but there's really like no direction in anything. It just feels like how I felt at the beginning of Stardew Valley, where I was just like, I'm lost. I don't know what to do in this game. So I don't know. I think as the fifth mainline game in the series, I think it would start to feel stale for even longtime fans, like you were saying. I think people would be kind of writing this one off for not doing much new. And I think it'd kind of place a series where we would need some really drastic changes in the next iteration. So, I mean, that could potentially lead up to that like massive rewrite, but would it be happening too late? Would we see not enough success from the game for Nintendo to feel like, oh yeah, we should keep this series going, you know? So I'd almost be afraid for what the series would do after that if it didn't do well.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So two questions that are a little bit similar, a little bit different. What would you like about a world with New Leaf for Switch instead of New Horizons? And I can start on this one. I would really like playing mini games online with people. We need that. I'm in agreement. If there's an update, eventually a big one, I want it to have multiplayer online mini games. That would be so good. And the other thing I would really enjoy is like having more of the special characters in HD so we can get even better plushies for them too. So yeah, I'm really into Animal Crossing plushies these days.
Nice.
Yeah, so what do you think, Nina?
I would have liked having more like official buildings on my island. I miss having the police station, the cafe, the, you know, retail shop. I think it'd be really nice. It would really kind of put a cap on the growth of your island, whereas you're starting with absolutely nothing, and by the end you really have like a bustling town. And I'd love if Nooks could upgrade more. I'm not a huge fan of how enormous like Nookington's is, but just a couple more upgrades would really make it feel like your progression was complete.
Yeah, totally right. Like, those buildings are a lot of the things that people are missing, for sure.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sergio?
Yeah, if we had gotten New Leaf on the Switch instead of New Horizons, I mean, it would have been nice to have a game that felt complete, meaning that it had all the features from New Leaf. And we had experienced those features not that long ago, assuming this game came out a couple years before, right? So it would have been nice to at least go back to all the features. It would feel a little bit samey, but at least we knew, you know, there was a lot of content there. Like you said, Chu, it would have been nice to have multiplayer, and most likely would have been online for sure, or I mean, it definitely would have been. And also, I think they would have, the game would look maybe just as good as New Horizons. Maybe not as good. Maybe a little bit less good. But it would have still been very nice to see New Leaf in HD and a lot of the special characters that we don't have in New Horizons.
Yeah. Man, that just made me think, Sergio, like, I think what it would have brought us ultimately is knowing that the game is complete, like knowing that this is what we're expecting. Right. You get all the holidays through the year and they're exactly the same every year since then. I think the hardest part about being a New Horizons fan right now is not knowing if there's more coming or not.
Man, that's a very good point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big thing for people right now.
Yeah.
They just want to know if there's an update.
One way or the other, I guess.
Yeah. Cool. So I guess my last question for both of you regarding this, what would you dislike about a world with New Leaf instead of New Horizons? And I can start once again here. When we were getting to this point, I was ready for a different Animal Crossing. You know, we've had four really great games that I've enjoyed quite a bit, but I recognize that, okay, it's probably time to change this up a little bit more and, you know, give the series a new type of life. So I wanted to see furniture completely reimagined, some systems completely reimagined. And before the game was even announced, I remember saying that I would not be as happy if we just got a New Leaf HD, you know? Overall, I think I just like what New Horizons has introduced to the series, and I'm really excited for what could happen when that's built upon, you know? I think the devs did a really good job of cramming stuff into this game and making it fit on the hardware specifically. Like, New Horizons is kind of the first Switch game that I really felt like warranted a stronger console, funny enough. Like, to think Animal Crossing's the one to get me there, but just seeing how laggy islands get once you really fill them up, I was like, oh yeah, it makes sense that they would limit how many buildings show up. So I think the next console, if it's stronger, if it's able to handle a bit more, I think they can really grow off of the ideas from New Horizons and make a really awesome game. Yeah. So, Sergio, what do you think here?
See, I think if we had gotten a New Leaf port or a New Leaf 2 slightly enhanced, like I said, I think there would have been some backlash, especially from fans, and they would have been very vocal about it. I mean, It's a little disappointing, but we're seeing a very vocal fans of New Horizons now, because again, we don't know if there's an update. We most of us feel that there should have been a big update by now, and Nintendo said there is, but they're not really showing anything about it. So, but I think it would have been worse if we had gotten a New Leaf on the Switch. They would have really said, you know, this is not complete. This is not what we wanted. We have been waiting for years, and this is all we get. So, yeah, I definitely would not have wanted to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer for sure. Nina, what do you think here?
I think that I wouldn't have wanted to. Okay, so one of my favorite things about New Horizons is starting from scratch. I remember even asking for that before we knew anything about New Horizons. Like, I wanted to work up from nothing, which is so much fun and so rewarding, especially when you get to decorate outside. So I think I would have been disappointed at the beginning of the game if we had just gotten a New Leaf 2. Like, you really have an established town when you start that game, so there's not a whole lot you can do. And I like having kind of that authority over my island, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That was another thing that I remember saying before the game came out. I was like, I just want to start in a dump.
Yeah.
And build it up from that. And, you know, it's not quite a dump. It's definitely beautiful, you know, just natural, uninhabited. So it's a good start for the game. And I'm really happy they went with that, too.
I remember you asking about a dump, and I think what I had likened it to was like that scene in Lion King where Scar is taken over and then the rains come and it fills like the rivers and the plants grow again. Like, I think it would have been really cool to have gotten almost like a wasteland and maybe had to garden more to grow it. But you know, maybe that'll be our next big adventure.
That could be. We'll have to plant our own grass for it to appear.
Mm-hmm. We have to throw a revolution and then start, you know, from a wasteland.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, yeah, thank you both for, you know, going on this weird adventure with me. I just thought it'd be fun to talk about a little of what we'd think if we got this instead of what we actually did.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
But Yeah, it was fun to imagine that world for a little bit, but I'm happy with New Horizons, and I'm really, like I said, the biggest thing is that I think it laid a really nice new foundation for the series, yes. And I'm excited to see how they grow it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, everybody, let's go ahead and close out the show with our Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show for you. This week's question was, what is a small detail you love about New Horizons? So we can go Sergio, then Nina, then me.
Sounds good. So our first answer is from Squee of Tortuga. And they said, I've had so many favorite little details, but my latest one I noticed is that villagers track balloons floating past with their eyes. It helps me spot them if I'm missing one. Ooh. Oh, that's nice. I hadn't noticed that. That makes sense, though. They're very attentive. They look at everything.
Mm-hmm. I love when they're watching a bug and it hops like past them, so they have to whip their head a little bit to keep watching it. So cute.
Mm-hmm. That's really adorable. I like that.
Let's see. Islander M says, I thought I'd have some really deep and meaningful answer to this, but no, it's the dancing. Those festival dance moves make me laugh so hard even now. The fact that you can just make NPCs and villagers do them with you is the icing on the cake. I just can't deal, which is so true. Those little dance moves were such a good addition.
Everybody loved those. They're yeah. Such a great one.
That's your new like YouTube video idea, Chewy. You need to film yourself learning these dance moves.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Okay, good.
All right, so Tumeg said, the first few days playing this game, I was totally floored when I noticed the rain hitting the windows while inside my house.
Yes.
The raindrops make a little pitter-patter noise and roll down the window. I watched the rain on the windows for a long time and recorded it the first time I saw it. I was so impressed.
Yeah.
This is for sure one of my favorite features. All I wanted was rainy days in the game, and it took me forever to get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had one at the beginning, and then it was just sunny for over a week. And I was like, I knew it was sunny for over a week because those were the times when I was playing like 24/7.
That's true. That yeah, on your windows it. At the house is super cute, but then also when you first log in and Isabel's doing her redundant announcements, mm-hmm. the one on that window is super cute too.
Yeah, I love that.
Nice. The next answer is by Pip, and they said, my favorite small detail in New Horizons would have to be the ability to sit. Mm-hmm. I love finally being able to sit next to my favorite villagers and hang out with them while they are resting for a few minutes. I remember how excited we all were when they added this small feature. Yeah, I mean, technically it's small, but yeah, I remember the excitement for when we were able to sit. It's huge. It's amazing.
It blew everyone's mind.
I love that.
Islander Logan says, one of my favorite little details in Animal Crossing New Horizons is how music can sound different when played through different items. For example, playing a song on a record player will give it an old-timey touch by making it sound muffled and somewhat staticky. I don't think this is a word, but I'm going to go with it. It's such a small detail that deserves appreciation. That's so true. I love that detail, too.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and our last answer is from Turtle Tay, and they said, I always enjoy how the sun glimmers off the ocean and how the footprints fade in the sand. You can tell that the development team really put a lot of thought and effort into the game. I also enjoy how the rocks actually look wet when it rains, just like your hair when you don't have an umbrella.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always notice it like when I'm wearing a hat and I jump into the ocean and I come out and I'm like, oh, my hat looks soaked.
Yeah. I hope that the development team got to, like, go on a mini vacation to the ocean to be like, oh, we're researching how to make this game more beautiful, you know?
Yeah, definitely. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. Don't want the episode to end? Well, you can keep the conversation going by Nintendo switching over to our Discord. Just follow the link in the description, and you can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support the show in a bigger way and get your voice heard during the show? Visit patreon.com/ChewyPlaysNintendo. You can support our show with just $1, get special access to a secret room on Discord, join in on the Haken Islander Corner, and even read a monthly newsletter covering all things Haken and Chewy Plays. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. Tuned in on YouTube, the comments were a great place to let us know your answers to the Haken Islander Corner. What is a small detail you love about New Horizons? If you dig what you hear, please KK slide over to that review section on your platform of choice. Let people know what they're missing out on. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.